This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, it's been a few weeks. We've had a few text messages rolling in saying, has Ali Barnes, your previous producer, had the baby yet? People wondering. I mean, we do love Ali. And so, well, get her on the line. What do you think?
Sounds good. Morning, Ali!
Morning!
Oh, you sound a little bit sleep-deprived, Ali Barnes.
Really? I actually had a great night's sleep. I think we did 3 hourly feeds, and that's been an improvement.
Well, it sounds like you've got some news then.
I do. I have the most precious little boy. His name is Banjo Halvor Barnes.
Banjo Halvor Barnes. That's so beautiful, yeah. Ali.
Yeah, we... Halvor is a bit of a traditional Norwegian name that's been passed down in my family. So that's that. And Banjo, we just kind of fell in love with that name. Just, yeah, I don't know, friendly and adventurous and just suits him so well.
Was it in any way kind of shaped by Banjo Patterson?
Oh, look, love the adventurous and poetic spirit and Australian, you know, aspect of Patterson, but his Banjo is actually not his actual name. It's Andrew Barton, I think.
Yes.
So my dad was like, but what's Banjo short for? I was like, no, Dad, that's his name.
Love it.
Beautiful.
How's mum life?
I'm so insanely happy, guys.
Yes.
I was not a clocky person. And I just honestly spend the whole day staring at him. In fact, Sean, the other day when we had to wait for an appointment at the hospital, he's like, oh, do you want to pack a book or something? I was like, I'll just stare at Banjo.
Aww,
so good.
Yay. I mean, like, I've been ridiculously blessed. Labor was a dream. You know when you have an idea of what you want, but you know it's not going to happen, so don't get set on that. Well, I actually got to have what I wanted. Got to do a water bath, which was so neat. And recovered really well from labor. We were in a public hospital, so we went home the next day.
Yep.
And he's just been feeding so well, which has such a great ripple effect. You know, he sleeps well. He's very, very settled, very content. And so, yeah, we're learning to live our life in, you know, 3 hour intervals, but couldn't be happier.
Now, one of the things I'm just really acutely aware of is you're saying you're living in these 3 hour intervals.
Yeah.
It would make sense that you could, you know, feed the baby at 5:50, then do a show, and then be back on routine by 9 a.m. So I'm guessing we'll see you in at work next week.
Oh, right. He does have the cutest cry, honestly. It doesn't encourage me to soothe him because it's just so sweet, the sounds he makes. But I'm not sure listeners want to hear that on their way to work.
Fair enough. Ali, we love you. We're so pleased that Banjo has safely entered this world, and we can't wait to give him a cuddle.
Yes, come anytime. I'm so thankful for everyone's well wishes and their prayers. So give my love to everyone back in the Hope headquarters, and thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.